Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do. And meteorologist Kelly Bayern wants to help you understand it all.
And a look at some stats over the...
From Portland's most accurate forecast team, this is your weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather podcast. Today is a fun one because we're going to talk about our winter season. We are so close to entering the cold season that sometimes means snowfall for those folks who do like some snow. So we'll discuss that. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bayern with Coin 6, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames as well. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. You know, weren't we just talking about our fall stats? And here we are. It's winter.
I mean, this whole year, I think we can all agree it's just been such a strange one in terms of timing and how quickly or slowly it's gone. I still can't believe it's, you know, we're into December now. So it feels right to talk about some snowfall. But yeah, this year has just been so strange.
Well, we've had plenty of snowfall up on the mountain. So getting excited and enthusiastic about it here in the valley is something that we should probably discuss, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been one of the best season starts in a long time. We've seen close to 4 feet, even over that, for some of those resorts there on Mount Hood and across the Cascade. So the ski resorts are up and running. And even though they are using some COVID protocols to increase safety and distancing, still excited to get up there this season.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I think it's going to be a good season, especially since last year kind of got cut off because of everything. So making up for time, we'll get up there, do some
we'll
fun
get up
things.
There. Well, let's jump into it. I think it would be fun to just kind of wrap up November. We're starting a new month here, but November was actually bringing in, you know, below normal rainfall and slightly cooler temperatures too.
Yeah, you know, I think we ended up at 46.6 as our average temperature, and it was like 0.2 below. So it was slightly under our average. The big bummer, I think, in my eyes was the rain, because it felt like it rained a lot in November, and it may have just been that comparison to last year where we had like very little rain. But we wrapped up at 5.2 inches in November, and we should have been about 5.63. So we were below average for November, and it seemed like it rained a lot.
Yeah, I think the first half of the month was just a big soaking. You know, every other day we were seeing just these systems bringing atmospheric river after atmospheric river of soaking rain to Portland. So yeah, it is pretty interesting how that finished out a little drier than normal. So yeah, not a bad month. Definitely felt like the cold season had arrived too. I think a lot more folks were used to grabbing that thicker coat out the door. You know, our morning temperatures were closer to freezing. We saw a lot of fog, which is always reminiscent of wintertime too. So it's kind of a good taste of winter to come.
It was definitely different than October. October, we still had some, like, we had an 80 in the beginning of the month and a 70. And then it's like, once November came in, like, we weren't even touching, you know, 70. I'm not even sure we even hit like many 60 degree days in November. It just really bottomed out pretty fast.
Yeah.
Another thing about the rain, we never had any like 1 inch plus rain systems for Portland in November. We had like, you know, 8/10 or, you know, 3/4 of an inch, but we never hit that inch mark. So that was one, I think on average, we usually get about 1 in November. We didn't get it this year. So that may have kept us down a little bit lower. But we definitely have another wet month coming up for December, or it's usually a wet month, right?
Yeah, you know, December is the second wettest month. So we do have, you know, another chance to hit above 5 inches of rain. And averages for December just under 5.5 inches. So 5.49 inches is the normal rainfall amount we typically see at the airport here in Portland.
Oh, we couldn't get that little bump to 5.5, you know?
That is just an ugly number.
It is. It kind of is, yeah.
Well, the wettest ever on record, wettest December, was actually just a handful of years ago. In 2015, we saw 15.24 inches, so almost 15.25 inches of rain, almost, you know, triple the amount that we tend to see. So that's an interesting year. You know, I wonder what was going on in terms of maybe the ocean and atmospheric relationship at that point, you know, if there were any influences from the ocean or maybe La Nina, right. El Nino.
Oh, you know, that's a good question. I was here. It was my first December here, and I ruined a pair of shoes walking to work because it was just so wet. I didn't have the right equipment on, but we didn't. What's interesting is we definitely had multiple atmospheric rivers. We may have been dealing with the blob at that point in time. And on top of it, we didn't have any snowfall for the valley, really. So this was mainly, it was mainly just rain, you know, for us to have 15 wow. inches plus of, you know, of moisture and water. And we didn't really see any of it in snowfall. Was kind of interesting. I think we had like 0.1 inches of snow. So it was mainly just a rainy and gloomy month that year. We were dealing with flooding all over.
Yeah, I can imagine. And even getting snow in Portland is tough to do because temperatures right. have to be on the nose and perfect. Like the atmosphere just has to be in that perfect condition with cold enough server temperatures while getting the precipitation. So typically with atmospheric rivers, we kind of get that warm flow from the south, and that just
exactly.
can kill all chances of snow developing. So
right.
yeah, it must have been just warm rain and 15 plus inches of it. That is just, wow, a soaking right there.
Yeah, yeah. It was an issue for the coast as well. It was... You know, I knew the climate out here coming into the Pacific Northwest. I'm like, I know it rains, but the summer's dry and you know, it's kind of gloomy. But I wasn't ready for 15 inches of rain. I'll just tell you that. Like, I almost packed up and was like,
I'm done.
Well, it got me. Yeah, it got me. I wasn't ready for it, you know, because that's, I think that was more rain than we had for like the next 3 years in December or something like that, all in one month.
Yeah.
So it was pretty wild.
And you were coming from the Midwest out to our
yeah,
climate out
right.
here. Yeah. So probably
right.
a drastic change. You're probably used to a lot of snow in
used
those areas.
To, snow. Yeah. Snow, just colder temperatures, breezy conditions, kind of, you know, a little more sunshine too, but not that much rain, not like that.
Yeah. Well, the good news is as we head into the new year, January, February, March, we start to decrease normal monthly rain totals. So January still can be fairly wet, just under 5 inches at 4.88 inches
yeah.
of rainfall normally. And then February and March are pretty close. 3.66 inches in February, 3.68. So pretty much on the nose there with similar normal rain totals for February, March. And then I think on average, we get about 90% of our rain from October into about April, May. So we are in the wet season right now. So as we head into winter, you can typically characterize it as a fairly wet portion of the year.
Yeah. And if you listen to our Weather Week podcast from yesterday, you know that we're going to see like 5 to 7 dry days here to start off December, which is it's not like it hasn't happened before, but it is a little unusual because we need to stack up that rain and we need to bring in that moisture. So for us to get a stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. And I'm looking at some other stats here. Normal number of days with no rain at all. I mapped them out each month, December, January, February, and March. So in December, we normally see only 9 dry days, and we're going
right.
to get, you know, maybe 6 or 7 of them as we start the month. So if December wants any redemption, you know, that could mean the rest of the month is just
yeah.
a downpour. You know, that's not always how weather works, but that's how the stats are kind of laying it out. So
yeah, it seems like we exhaust all of our dry days right here in the beginning of the month.
So yeah.
Hopefully, it seems like January has about 9 as well.
Yep.
Hopefully that doesn't happen at the end of January where we just have this crazy stretch of rain like mid-December all the way through and then all the way for the new start of the year. It might get old. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. It makes it for a fun, you know, day of work, a fun shift, you know, if we start to see more rain and then maybe that mm-hmm. transitions to snow. I think in general, I really want to see snow this winter because the last 2 winters I've been here have kind of been duds. So we'll talk
yeah.
more about snow. But you know, I'm hoping we see some action, whether that is, you know, heavy rain or some snowfall here in the city. So crossing my fingers there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. I think it feels like we're overdue a bit. So just inside my body, I feel like we're going to get snow. No, we're not going to add any science to it. It's just, I feel like it's going to happen. I feel like it's going to happen.
Yes. Well, in terms of fog, we also see quite a bit throughout the wintertime, too. It's pretty normal to see some of those stronger inversions keeping that trapped fog in the valley and in Portland well into the morning and sometimes even into the afternoon, too, which can be a complete forecast buster when, you know, temperatures are forecasted in the 40s and we don't break into the 40s at all. So about 4 days on average in December are foggy with visibility less than a quarter mile. In January, there's 5. February, there's 4 again. And then come March, we tend to back off on that morning fog.
Yeah, we don't cool down as much overnight once we start heading into those spring months. But yeah, we deal with fog in the winter as well, on top of the, you know, the rain and all the other things going on. It's something that we're just kind of used to, I think, when we get through the winter. It really makes it tough when it's in December or January, because it, you know, it gets dark so early, so you're just gray and then it's dark and then the day starts over and it's like you can't get out of it. But
yeah, I imagine it's very different for folks who have a normal sleep schedule, because I have a very wacky sleep schedule.
That's right.
Having to work that early morning news shift, so, you know, I'll be honest, I go to bed around 6 or 7 in the evening time, which is crazy. I know that. And then I wake up at about 2 in the morning, which is crazy. And I know that. But that means that I spend much of my free time in the daylight. So I don't think winter time really affects me as much as, you know, other folks talk and gripe about it, which I'm so fortunate for. But then on the flip side, come summertime and I'm in bed by 7, I have so much fear of missing out. It's horrible. Yeah. So I just got to throw that out there.
it's tough. The winter could just be tough in general, but it is a different reality for you, I guess. Yeah,
it is. It really is. Let's go back to some temperatures, though. I did pull out some good stats on that. I think the general consensus about wintertime is that it's just closer to freezing more often than not for our morning temperatures. So you can get used to needing to warm up your cars and using the ice scraper for frost that, you know, develops on your windshields, and heating up your cars before you head into work while wearing gloves and hats. So about 50% of the time in January, we'll see temperatures at or below freezing on average. So it gets to be real cold as we head towards wintertime and near freezing, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that the heat in my car works, because the air conditioning sure doesn't. So I have that going for me. But yeah, I like it because, you know, it doesn't get much colder than that. I mean, there's some years we do get stuck in a nasty inversion in the middle of winter and it's just really cold, and we're kind of stuck in this, you know, bathtub, and we're at the bottom of it, and it's cold water down there, and it's just cold, and everyone above us outside is a lot warmer. And but for the most part, we don't generally get down to like the teens or sub-zero temperatures around here. We just flirt with like freezing, maybe some upper 20s. I think last year the coldest day was like 29 degrees, right around there. So although we do tend to dip to freezing, we don't go much colder than that.
Yeah, I think there's also a pretty drastic change as soon as you hit the gorge or go to the east sides of the state. That's more of the area that tends to get the teens and even some freezing ice events, because it just gets so cold out there. But you're right, in Portland, it kind of does stay just around freezing, maybe dips into the upper 20s. So that's a really good observation. Not too cold, just right for wintertime, you could say.
Yeah, still enough for a winter jacket, gloves, you know, earmuffs.
Earmuffs from the early 2000s or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
The good news is the last freeze on average typically comes in March. So at that point on, we tend to warm up and then we hit the warmer season. So March 19th on average is our last sub-freezing morning. And we typically have about 230 days in a row with no sub-freezing temperatures. So, you know, around the end of March, April, and then beyond, we get a good span of days where we're just warmer than freezing.
Yeah, I can't even recall when we saw our first freeze this year, but I believe it was in the end of October, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
28th or something like that?
Yeah, on average, I think it's November 15th. I was just looking at these numbers. So typical first freeze doesn't mean it always happens, yeah, you know, right on that date or only after that date. But,
yeah,
you know, it's just the average around those time frames.
What else do we have going on here? We talked about rain. We talked about fog. We talked about temperatures. Oh,
you know,
yeah,
I think we got to talk about,
yeah, that's right,
snow. And when we come back, we'll jump into snow stats. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this presentation from the COIN Podcast Network. Here's another podcast you might want to check out right now.
There's one story that haunts me.
Ken Martin was 54 years old. And then there was Barbara Martin, who was 48. The oldest was Barbie, followed by Virginia, and then Susan, who was 10.
A father, mother, and three daughters have vanished.
The primary theory at the time was that it was an accident. Both girls had holes in their skulls.
When we find the car in the Columbia River, we will find the Martin family and we will solve this case.
To hear more great podcasts, head to coin.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
And we're back. Yeah, there's a lot to dive into. I think what I've learned after analyzing wintertime in Portland for the last couple of years, we really can't characterize this region as an area that sees snow often. I think we can get snow, and there have been some very snowy months, but I think in general, the stats are showing that we tend to see more rainfall than snow.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Yeah, so it's kind of a misconception to think of this area as a fairly snowy one. But, you know, it does happen.
Yeah, it does happen. We've had some massive one, you know, snowstorms move on in. But, yeah, we're more so a rainy winter here. And I think it's because we have the mountains nearby. You know, you got Mount Hood. You could literally see it from your window. And that's full of snow. And the Cascades are full of snow. But then you come, you know, 45 miles down into the valley and we barely see any. So December, I think we have an average of about 1.5 inches. And even I find our snow average to be pretty interesting because there's some years we just don't see any, you know, not even a little bit.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, last winter, 2019-2020, we only accumulated trace amounts of snow for the entire winter.
Right.
So, and I believe, you know, I can't put a month that snow came, but yeah, I don't think we saw much snow in any of the months last year. And there are, you know, there tend to be December months where we don't get any at all.
So that trace did come in December last year.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah. I have a list of some of the snow totals over the last 7 years just for December. And December had the trace in it. So it looks like that was that. In 2018, we had zero. We didn't even have any measurable snow in 2018. So
wow,
that's back-to-back years. Our December have been, you know, lackluster as far as snow goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think my analysis from how we're moving into La Nina this winter, I predicted no snow in December.
Yeah.
But, you know, that'll always depend on the forecast 3 to 5 days out. This is just looking at, you know, climate models and trends.
Yeah.
When I made that prediction, so it's still up for grabs if we see some snow, but you know, the stats are kind of showing that we don't get a lot, and we haven't been seeing much snow over the last couple of years here, and the average number of days with measurable snow is just one day.
Yeah. Was it 2017 our last La Nina? Do you recall off the top
I
of your
think,
head?
I don't. I'd have to check that, but it sounds about right. It was about maybe 2 to 3 years
ago.
Yeah,
I think it was a weak one too. But we did have an inch of snow in 2017, and then 2016 we had 2.5 inches. That was like our big December. And then 2015 we had 0.1 inches. So as I mentioned, that was that rainy year where we had 15 inches of rain, but we didn't have much snow. So over the last, you know, 7 years, the best that we've done is 2.5 inches, but we've been more so at like an inch to a half an inch or maybe nothing. So I wouldn't be surprised if we end up skipping out on snow this December too.
Probably better chance in January and February. Those snow averages are the same, 1.4 inches for both those months for average snowfall.
Again, it feels like, my experience in Portland, we've been getting snow in January more so than December. So to see that average below, a little bit lower than December by like a fraction, but still, it's still a little bit lower than December is kind of surprising to me. I feel like we've had a lot more snow in January.
You know, I think what's interesting is it was two winters ago that we actually got snow in March too.
Late spring snow. Yep.
Just got cold enough. The average number of snow days for the year is just about 4 to 5. So we really aren't an area that just gets pummeled with snow. But when we do get it, it does feel pretty special.
Yeah. So the record in December is 19 inches, and that happened in 2008. Talk about a snowfall right there.
Wow. Okay.
That's probably why we have a 1.5 norm.
Yeah, just completely skewed the average. And I think these averages are over stats from the 1940s until now. It's not the period of record, which is just the last 30 years. But even those numbers are very similar to our normals. So just, keep that in mind. It's really about an inch or two, and that's it.
So that was a single day event, huh?
That is a month event.
Okay, because I'm looking at January is the next one that we have here. I have some stats down, and January's is 41.4 inches in 1950.
Yeah, that is just wild. That was also, 70 years ago. But I can't believe that. 41 inches of snow?
Yeah.
That's like that's wild. I don't know.
Yeah.
I bet you people, like, it just shut down the city. Imagine, the cars that were out in the 50s.
The big snowstorm of 1950
and all their,
in January.
Their clothing. Now we have this amazing techie snow gear. And
right.
Folks back then, I guess, hopefully they had some
wool, man.
Wool, yeah. That's what they need. Oh, goodness.
Just itchy. So itchy. They're just living their life itching.
Yeah. February and March both have some good record snowfall totals, over a foot for both of them, 13.2 inches in February.
Yeah.
That was back in 1949, so also quite some time ago. And then the record in March for the monthly snowfall is 12.9 inches. So that was back in 1951.
All right, so that just proves that we do get snow,
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, what's interesting is that was so long ago. I pulled out the records for snow by decade, and you can see just a big decrease from the 1940s and 50s to now.
Yeah.
Like the 1940s, we, on average, per decade, 9.1 inches in the 40s. In the 50s, each year saw 8.4 inches. In the 60s, it was about 7. And then 70s, it's 5 inches. It just keeps going down. And now since the 80s, we've typically seen about 4 to 4.5 inches of snow, which just shows a pretty big change in our climate for Portland and the Valley and the Pacific Northwest. We just do not see as much snow as we did in the 1940s and 50s.
We received half of it. So, from now to 1940s, half of it. So, if you've been around the Pacific Northwest a little bit longer, it may have seemed like it snowed more, or maybe it just feels like we don't have a winter at all anymore to you. But we still do. It's just it doesn't seem like we get as much snow in Portland.
Yeah, it's almost like the mechanism for producing snow in Portland has to be so perfect, and that's going to be some cold winds from the east and then a weather system that brings the precipitation.
Yeah.
And those are hard because when these systems come in, they always drag in warmer air from the south. So I kind of like to envision it as two lightsabers. You have the blue cold lightsaber out in the gorge.
That's a good way
and then
to
you have that warmer red lightsaber up the valley, and they just kind of fight each other until we hopefully get some snow and the cold lightsaber wins. So that is so nerdy, but that's how I envision it sometimes.
It's interesting to think about because it still gets very cold in the Columbia Basin, Eastern Washington, Oregon. I mean, temperature, we still have cold air. We still get that cold air through the gorge. It's it's not like that has disappeared, or, you know, I don't believe that it's a slightly warmer. So it's really interesting to think about why we're seeing less snowfall here in the valley, because I still think we have that mechanism of bringing the cold air in. It's just when we pull in those lows, just the timing or the location, or it's just that warm air coming in out of the south that's even more. I don't know. I'm curious on why we aren't seeing as much snow in the winter, because I think we have that cold air. It's still there. You know?
No, I think you're right. You're on the nose with that. That cold east wind still continues to bring sub-freezing temperatures and can in Portland, which is how we get so cold. But I think the last few winters we just haven't brought in the precipitation. So it was either a lacking of a weather system bringing rainfall, or one that just came in a little further south and kind of worked inland, maybe further down the coast, so that it still brought in those warmer winds in the warm sector just up the valley, which killed the chances of snow being produced. So, yeah, that's a good question, though, to really maybe pay attention this wintertime to what happens when these events, you know, are possible in the forecast. If they do, you know, happen or don't, why and why not?
Yeah, it seems like that once we get that southerly wind, like you mentioned, it just really cuts our chances down quick, you know. It just cuts us off. Maybe it was 2018 when I was, you know, I was coming into the studio. There's like three or four mornings I was coming in to help out for potential snowfall, and it would just like hit 32 for like an hour, and then it would warm up to like 35, and it would just rain. It would just be a cold rain the whole time, and we would miss a good snowfall by like, you know, just 2 or 3 degrees.
Yeah.
We just couldn't hold on to the cold air all the way down to the surface.
Meanwhile, the entire city of Portland had purchased all of the kale, and they were ready. Yeah. They were ready for snow, and it just didn't happen. So, yeah. we'll try to be on it this year, kind of discussing what's happening earlier, you know, throughout a week if we do see some snow here in the forecast. It's always good to just kind of let people know what we're seeing, not necessarily, you know, a definitive number of inches that we may get in Portland. So keep your eyes peeled on coin.com and, you know, on our forecast here. We discuss it quite a bit in length too, with our, you know, coin.com weather blogs and also these podcasts. So a good resource for you folks.
Yeah, we like to do it. So we have a few more stats to talk about before we take off here. We have some of the snowfall from the last 6 to 7 years here in Portland, and then we could also touch on the chance for snow on Christmas, which will be a fun topic to talk about. But last year we only had a trace of snow, and as we talked about, it was in December 2018-2019 we had 6.1 inches, so we had a decent amount, but I think a lot of that occurred late winter, early spring. You mentioned, you know, having the snowfall in March.
Yeah, so it didn't come early in the year. It came, you know, after the new year in January and February. And I just remember having a couple of systems, I think it was 2017, 2018, where they arrived in March. So it was, you know, quite a surprise to, you know, be getting highs in the 40s, even low 50s, and then, you know, snow throughout those very cold morning hours, and then it would melt off by the afternoon.
Melt very quickly.
I just remember tracking some late season snowfall in the mountains as well. So pretty interesting years there. But I mean, 2015, 2016, and then 2014, 2015 were also very light years of snow. So we kind of went through this, string of years where we saw a good amount from 2016 to 2019, and then last year was just a dud. So if you're looking at runs of winters in a row that we see heavy snowfall, it doesn't look good for this year.
Yeah, if we're going to pair it, it may be a paired dry, low snow year. We'll see what happens, though, because you know, a La Nina years are supposed to be a little more active for us. The big year was the 2016-17, where we had 11.2 inches of snowfall. So that was exciting.
Yeah.
That got, well, and that happened in January. Majority of that And so that was good to stick on the ground for a while, and that was good for some skiing downtown. But mm-hmm. whereas, like, you know, those other years, if it was in March, it would melt by the afternoon. You weren't skiing downtown. We weren't skiing. Our hopes to ski downtown were like just melting away by noon.
Yeah, hopefully this is the year. That's been on my bucket list for, you know, a number of years now. I want to ski down the hills, maybe the West Hills of Portland. Yeah. So if we get that snow, Joseph, I'm dragging you out there and we're going to do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll definitely do it. All right, you want to talk about snow on Christmas?
Yeah, so the chance for snow on Christmas. You want to take a guess, Joseph?
I don't think it happens very often, so I don't know, like 10%?
Yeah, so that is a bit high. There's actually about a 1% chance, or more so the frequency of snow on Christmas from observations has been about 1% of Christmas days through all of the weather records have seen snow.
That's a bummer.
So very, very low chance for White Christmas. The last winter that we saw snow on Christmas Day was actually in 2017, so just a couple years ago.
That's exciting. And then 2008, when we had that 19 inches of snowfall in December, that was also a year. So it just really puts you in the mood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just snow on Christmas. It's just, I don't know. What do they say? It's a Christmas miracle when that happens. I'm not sure, but it feels great.
I remember I was in Seattle for that Christmas in 2017. So up there, we actually got a couple of inches, but Portland, you know, I guess saw a trace. And then I don't remember 2008 in the Pacific Northwest. I was up in Seattle, but yeah, almost an inch of snow in 2008. So I guess the message is don't get excited for snow on Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. It's just tough to bring on in regardless. And then on that specific day, it's even more tough, it sounds like. So, But there's a chance.
There is a chance.
Yeah.
Well, I think that about wraps it up for what we can expect this winter. You know, a lot of rain. Slight chance for snow, probably a better chance after the new year.
Mm-hmm.
We do have La Nina in our favor, and we do have podcasts and web articles on what La Nina is and, you know, some more analysis on that for the wintertime. Good stuff there on coin.com from Joseph and I. So yeah, go check it out. And we continue to update the podcast every week with our weekly forecasts. So tune into those as well. Joseph, is there anything else you want to add?
Enjoy the winter, and that's all I have to add.
That's awesome. All right, well, we'll catch you guys in the next one. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review. Thank you for listening to this presentation from the Coin Podcast Network. Here's another podcast you might want to check out right now.
There's one story that haunts me.
Ken Martin was 54 years old, and then there was Barbara Martin, who was 48. The oldest was Barbie, followed by Virginia, and then Susan, who was 10.
A father, mother, and three daughters have vanished.
The primary theory at the time was that it was an accident. Both girls had holes in their skulls.
When we find the car in the Columbia River, we will find the Martin family and we will solve this case.
To hear more great podcasts, head to coin.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.